When your goal is to deliver wireless coverage to an abandoned ghost town, where do you even start? We knew that in order to get a complete picture of what we wanted to accomplish, we had to visit Cerro Gordo in person, which is a 12-hour drive from Oregon. And getting up the mountain into town is an adventure of its own. It's 8 miles up a sketchy dirt road. Once we got up the mountain, we met Brent and he took us on a tour of the town and talked about how the internet comes in, where they currently have Wi-Fi, and where they wanted wireless coverage in the future. So let's start by taking a look at what they have today. Cerro Gordo's internet comes from an ISP in Lone Pine, California that travels first to Keeler, California, and then up to a receiving antenna that sits on a mountaintop just to the south of town. Now, due to the snow, we weren't able to get to the ISP's receiving antenna, but Brent told us that it's on solar power, and it has had some issues with losing power when the snow piles up on those panels. That ISP's receiving antenna then beams a point-to-point wireless link over to a second solar setup, which is where the on-site network actually starts. This second receiving station has a 100-watt solar panel and two batteries. Inside the enclosure is a Renogy solar charge controller and a MikroTik Hex Lite router. Feeding into the WAN side of the router is a NanoBeam AC Gen 2 that picks up its signal from the ISP's antenna on the other side of the valley. On the LAN side of the router is a LightAP AC120 point-to-multipoint access point, which beams the internet signal down to the town in a 120-degree arc.